I am joined now by Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe of the Minnesota DEED, and that stands for the Department of Employment and Economic Development. We're talking about the new paid leave program that begins here in 2026. Evan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Let's first of all go back and talk a little bit about the how we got to where we are today. Now, I understand that this was a program that was instituted by the Minnesota legislature. A law was passed back in 2023. How do we get from there to where we are today?
Well, Chris, we've been really hard at work, since 2023, working to get this program all set up so that Minnesotans can depend on it when it fully launches on January 1st of 2026. So we've been working hard to set up our systems, set up our policies, do a ton of outreach to employers and future applicants around the state, hire really great staff who will provide excellent customer service, and just really make sure that everything is ready to go for day one.
Now, I understand that those expecting a child in 2026 or applying to take leave for other reasons, now, can they start to sign up for this program today? How does that work?
Yeah, so we actually just today are doing a soft launch for parents who have welcomed a child into their home in 2025. So for bonding leave, you're eligible to take leave for up to a year after the birth of your child. So we've opened up applications for parents who had a child in 2025 and want to take parental leave in that coming year. But on January 1st, we'll be opening up the program for all other Minnesotans, and that'll include medical leave, leave for individuals facing domestic violence, family caregiving leave, and military leave to support a family member who is deploying.
Now, is this program a first of its kind for the state of Minnesota?
It's a new program for Minnesota, but we're not breaking new ground nationally. We're going to be the 13th state in the country to have a paid leave program. And, globally, I think there's about 7 countries worldwide that don't have some sort of national paid leave program. So, here in Minnesota, we're the 13th in the United States, and we're working really hard to make sure that it's going to be a success from day one.
Now, we know that traditionally small businesses have not had the financial capacity to offer this paid leave. I understand that through this new program, they're going to be able to pay reduced premium rates and possibly be eligible for grants. Can you talk about that?
Well, Chris, that's absolutely right. I think the Minnesota paid leave program really levels the playing field for small businesses and small employers across the state. One, just by having access to a program that, shares the cost across a much broader population, that makes the benefit more affordable for everybody. You're absolutely also right that the law and the program itself have some really strong supports for small employers in the state. One, as you mentioned, is a reduced premium rate. So small employers basically pay half the premium rate that other employers in the state pay. So that's a really good thing for Minnesota's small employers and recognizes the critical role they play in the state. Additionally, small employers who have a need to bring on additional staff or retrain existing staff while a staff member might be out on a leave can apply to us for a assistance grant to basically help defray some of those costs of a replacement worker. So, and these are programs that are really specifically targeted to Minnesota's small businesses.
Obviously, your office works with businesses in Minnesota. What are you hearing from your Minnesota businesses? What have you heard as far as, the support for this program leading up to Governor Walz signing the bill? Even before that, are you hearing that this is a program that's going to be welcomed statewide by businesses?
Oh, we certainly hope so, and we certainly think so. We were just yesterday with Governor Walz and at a small business up in Minneapolis, awesome little sandwich shop, and they're really psyched about this program, right? I think partly because, again, this allows small business owners to be able to have access to a benefit that for many of them has not been attainable in the past. I think small employers all around the state want to take care of their folks. They want to make sure that their folks are not having to choose between, taking care of themselves when they're facing a serious medical issue and a paycheck. And this, again, this doesn't replace all of your wages, but it makes it possible for you to be there for yourself, to be there for your family. And I think small employers around the state that we've been talking to are really excited about that fact as well.
Are there any predictions on how many people might apply for this program as it gets started next month?
Yeah, so broadly speaking, we're expecting around 10,000 applications per month. That's based on independent projections that the department had commissioned. We'll see as we'll see how it goes. And I would just say that we're ready for whatever volume comes in. Our systems are checked and ready to go. We've got a great team ready and eager to support Minnesotans. And we're just excited to be able to deliver this critical service for Minnesotans.
Evan Rowe, Deputy Commissioner of Minnesota D, joining to talk about the pa Family Paid Leave Program. Anything, Evan, anything more that you want people to know, whether it's workers, businesses, here in the outstate Minnesota, about this program?
Well, Chris, I think this is going to be a great program for all Minnesotans. This is a program that supports workers. It's a program that supports employers and makes it possible and increases worker retention, makes it easier for people to manage through those challenging moments in life. I'd encourage folks to visit paidleave.mn.gov for more information, and that there's tons of information there for both applicants and employers about how they can make this program work for you.
Evan, thanks so much for your time today, sir.
Thanks so much for having me on, Chris. Really appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right,
Take
great.
care.
Thank you, Chris. It's Mary chiming in.
You bet. No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.